Welcome into After Hours with Bleck and Abdallah here on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe to this channel. You can also download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, big news today in the city of Chicago. Abdallah, today we are going to talk about the new stadium renderings and the stadium plan the Chicago Bears have for their new stadium on the lakefront. It's wild. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, it looks great. Renderings always look great. I don't think there's been renderings where people are like, ugh, that stadium looks awful. That's horrible. I think it looks great. I mean, I can't wait to go to Stadium. That because they don't have a sponsor.
Yeah. Well, it's just a placeholder.
I know.
That's what they're for.
The big talking point is obviously the location. If you go through the pictures that the Bears posted on their website and went through the whole presentation, there's one extremely glaring lack of parking. Like, there is zero parking around the stadium whatsoever. But the renderings look cool. I mean, they're renderings. They look awesome, don't they?
So this morning, at Soldier Field, Kevin Warren, George McCaskey, many others, even the mayor, Brendan Johnson, was in attendance, and they revealed the plan, and they gave us the picture. They gave us how it's going to look. They had a fancy video to showcase what's going to take place in rebuilding Soldier Field, because that's essentially what's taking place.
Yeah.
If I had to summarize, what will happen is a brand new stadium, a domed stadium, will be placed where the Waldron and the South Lot are, just south of the current Soldier Field. The current Soldier Field will then be eliminated. The Colonnades will stay, and that will be turned into a park. So the Colonnades will be there, but the rest of the current Soldier Field will be eliminated.
Yeah.
I mean, removed. They'll be turned into park space.
That's what this is right here. This is all park stuff. The Colonnades are like right here in this area. But this is all new. This is all brand new park area. And you can use all that stuff during the summer, I guess.
And so a part of the plan that Kevin Warren laid out today is that they are going to add more park space, even though they're building a brand new stadium in a spot where there seems to be no space to put a new stadium. Just looking at the overhead renderings, the pictures of it, it appears, if you're familiar with the area around Soldier Field, if you tailgate, if you enjoy going to Bears games, that whole space between the harbor and the South Lot where there's that ski hill, the sled hill, looks like that will all be eliminated.
Yeah.
That green space down there will all be eliminated. And essentially anything to the east of the stadium will be the harbor. There'll be maybe a walkway or two, but there won't be a lot of space east of the stadium and the harbor. And then, Adam, you mentioned it. If you're a Bears fan, you love tailgating. You love the tradition. You love getting your friends, your family, everyone together before a Bears game. And we know if you're watching this channel, if you're a Bears fan, there's been a lot of years where the tailgate is actually more enjoyable than the football on the field. It might all change tomorrow with Caleb Williams being selected by the Bears number one overall. But sometimes the tailgate is the best part about going to a Bears game. Essentially, most of that is being eliminated.
Yeah.
Now, there is parking, and they showcase in a picture that there is parking south of where the stadium would be, in between the stadium and McCormick Place. A small sliver that looks like a garage.
Yeah.
That does have a top level deck.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can tailgate there. Outside of that, it seems like you have to go to the alternative spots north of Soldier Field where the planetarium is, maybe south 18th Street if you're parking, or those who park in the loop or the south loop and then walk the 2.5 miles to the stadium. Those are going to be the only spots where you can tailgate when you go to a Bears game.
Yeah, and that's a shame because, you know, a lot of fans enjoy tailgating, like you said. A lot of fans like getting to the game, you know, 3-4 hours early, however early those parking lots open. And they like, you know, it's more of a camaraderie thing. It's a bonding thing. You've got all these other Bears fans around you. So you don't even, you don't know who you're going to be next to half the time when you're tailgating. You make new friends. You either wallow in the sadness together or you celebrate together, right? And the tailgating usually extends to after the game. Like, everybody knows what of a mess it is to get out of Soldier Field. So a lot of the tailgating takes place after the game too, where people are finishing up grilling, having a couple extra beers before someone responsibly drives them home. And then, you know, all that's going to be gone. I do think that it's going to be very ambitious for this team. And they mentioned, Kevin Warren said that the plan was to construct this new stadium while playing at Soldier Field. So that means no alternate site. That means that they're not going to be, you know, playing in Champaign again like they did when they were doing the improvements to Soldier Field. I don't, that to me is going to mess up parking even more too, because where are you going to put all the stuff that you need to build a stadium? The parking lot. Where are you going to park all the heavy machinery that you need to build a stadium? What about when you dig that gigantic hole
right.
to put the stadium there? Like, where are you going to put all this stuff? So there's a lot of logistical things that I think is going to be a nightmare for Bears fans and for people that just drive up and down Lakeshore Drive every day during their commute, that use Columbus Drive every day. There's different part of the renderings that you don't see that were a part of the presentation later. What about how they're going to redraw some of the traffic maps and exits and that kind of thing? Like, this is all going to take a ton of time. Their goal, their projected goal, is to have shovels in the ground by next summer and have this open for the 2028 season, which seems insanely ambitious.
Now, for the stadium to be ready by 2028, yeah, it's ambitious. I could see it happening. I would imagine the rest of the park, because like that's the thing they didn't talk about, is if the Bears are going to play in the current Soldier Field while building this new stadium, as Adam calls it.
Stadium.
That would require the current stadium to still exist while building said new stadium. Which would then mean when you go to play in the new stadium, they will be deconstructing the old stadium. So like the master plan of the actual park space that is just north of the football field, that stuff won't be done till when?
That's got to be another 2 years,
2030?
Right? Well, because you
2032?
Can't,
like, you're how saving long does it take to eliminate a stadium and turn it into fresh park?
Well, it's also harder too because you're not just completely demolishing it. You're preserving the columns. You're preserving the colonnades. So you have to do this piece by, you have to do this seat by seat, essentially, to not destroy the columns and to keep those intact as part of the park space.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I get that they can have the, objective of playing football in a new stadium by 2028. I could see that. So we're looking at second contract for Caleb Williams.
Well, 2024, 25, 24, 25.
He'll be on his first extension,
27,
right?
5th-year option.
No, he won't be 5th-year option.
Oh, he'll be extended by then?
Yeah, let's think about it. If he's going to be what we expect him to be,
yeah,
he won't
get
to the 5th-year.
That's fair. That's fair.
He won't get to that point. So he'll be on his new deal.
That's fair.
Making boatloads of money.
Keenan Allen will be 47.
Will Eberflus be here?
Oh, man. Okay. I think that
2028, will Coach Eberflus lead them out of the tunnel? Monday Night Football, the home opener against the Minnesota Vikings, all eyeballs on the city.
Yes.
You ready to go?
Yes.
Here's Eberflus.
Yes.
Entering the new stadium.
You know why? Because that will be ring night, banner night. For when they, after they win the Super Bowl, it'll be banner night, Thursday night. That's where you're wrong. It's not going to be Monday night or Sunday night, Thursday night to start the season when the champion, the defending champion, Chicago Bears unveil their new stadium with a new Super Bowl champion banner. Cause Caleb Williams and Matt Eberflus led them to the promised land.
So with that said,
why not? Hold on. If Caleb Williams is getting a second contract, why wouldn't Eberflus be here?
I think he could be.
Okay.
I think he could be. 2028, whether or not he's there when the new park is available. Like that, that to me is like, as we discuss these renderings, like how long it takes for the park to be built around and the infrastructure around the new stadium, it's going to be a nightmare. Now,
I don't see any room for the statues of the players that are going to have won the Super Bowl by the time this opens. Like, will there be a Caleb Williams statue area? Will there be a Matt Eberflus statue area?
There's room.
Okay.
There's room in that park. They're creating all this park space. So as a Bears fan, lifelong Bears fan, season ticket holder, you know, I look at this entire situation and there's a couple things that make a lot of sense, right? Like, I've complained for a long time that I'm sick of sitting outside in the cold and going to games in the cold. Mm-hmm. And if you're watching and you want to leave a comment and you want to call me soft, that's cool. I'm 38. Humble brag, I've been going to games since I was 7. I've sat outside for football games enough. I have. If you haven't done that, it's a lot of fun. If you've done it for over 20 plus years, it gets obnoxious.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy going to the game. And you can only enjoy those cold weather games when you're a young dude. Like, that's a young man's game. Like, I'm going to fight through this because of the cold and let's get out. So
I'm drinking 30 shots of Fireball and I'm not going to feel how cold it is.
So when you look at the renderings and you see that there's a roof and a dome, I love that. We're going to be inside. That's the way that modern NFL football is played.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make about the announcement? And it was kind of slid in there that this will be turf. This will not be real grass, natural grass grown inside of the building. This is going to be turf.
Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. There are ways now where you can, like, Real, like, obviously this is cost prohibitive, but like Real Madrid has a new stadium and the grass is grown underground and then they elevate it for the games. I know you don't have the space to kind of do what Arizona does, where they wheel it out and then wheel it back in. I get that. But the fact that you're going to go from one of the worst fields in the NFL to turf, where we know ACLs go to die. Like, you can't have a new multi-billion dollar stadium and convince me that you can't find a way to do some form of grass, turf, mesh, whatever. There's stadiums that do that, to find a way to grow the grass. I mean, there's a roof, but it's glass. It's a glass. Like, that was Kevin Warren went on and on about how this is new material and it's glass, but they use it at other stadiums and they use it at SoFi and they use it at Allegiant Stadium. Okay, then why can't there be grass? Like, what, you're too cheap to maintain it?
Yeah.
Like, you want to build it, but you don't want to maintain it anymore?
I like your idea of pointing out Real Madrid. They just completed their new turf system and stadium. And what it is essentially underneath the stadium. So, I read a lot about this. I think that stadium stuff is cool and I'm a nerd about it. So the idea for Real Madrid is this. They want to host events in their stadium that don't necessarily need grass, right? Yeah. So they want concerts. They mm-hmm. want the ability to host all kinds of different events, just like what Kevin Warren talked about today with this new Bears stadium. They want to be able to host Final Fours. They want to be able to host things that are not football related. So what the Real Madrid stadium does is it gets put together in pieces. So like strips of bacon, right? So like the football field has strips
mm-hmm.
and each strip is on a cart and the cart can roll to the side. And when it rolls to the side, it can then be lowered underneath and then rolled under this like greenhouse space that's underneath the actual field,
mm-hmm.
which has lights meant for growing grass, the perfect light fixtures. It also has air conditioning and the right climate mm-hmm. is all built into this. So each strip of the soccer pitch is then moved off of the actual pitch and then lowered with this mechanical system, this huge machine. It's incredible, really. Look into it. It is really incredible.
Isn't their roof also, doesn't it retract into itself?
No, I don't think so.
There's a stadium there where
the whole thing is that, like a greenhouse, mm-hmm. they can grow the grass underneath in perfect conditions. So then anytime they roll it up for a soccer match, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And so it pieces together. And if you've ever watched, say an NBA stadium put their court out, that's the way it kind of looks as how this Real Madrid soccer pitch will be pulled up from the lower levels and then slotted into the actual field. I don't know. I think turf to me is lame. Obviously, it's
stupid.
It's the cost.
Yeah.
Real Madrid is one of the most lucrative sports franchises in the entire world, and they are going to spend top dollar to have the perfect pitch. But when you look at what the Bears are trying to accomplish, it's not a surprise to me that they're going for like the cheaper option.
Well,
because like the Raiders and the Cardinals are the two that can wheel out.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense in this situation. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing that they're not going to have real grass.
I feel like when you do something like this, and I know they're trying to save as much money as possible because they don't want to have to borrow as much money, or they said no new taxes, but you can just increase existing taxes, and that's technically no new taxes, right? They don't want to do it that much. But like, how much more could it be? If you're already asking for $3.5 billion, tack on an extra $500 million and see what you get, right? Like, if you're going to do this the right way. And having turf, we've seen from multiple players, from the NFLPA, they all want stadiums to go away from turf. Yeah. And now you're adding another turf stadium.
Well, natural grass. And then Kevin Warren mentioned soccer. Like, that's the thing. In the pitch, he mentioned the Final Fours. He mentioned Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that other teams and the NFL wants to go away from having the turf. Kevin Warren at the press conference mentioned trying to get World Cup games, trying to attract FIFA, because FIFA is going to have a international club World Cup coming up, which will take place in America in a few years. Yeah. So that's something that's going to happen every 4 years as well. The point being is if Kevin Warren wants international soccer to be played at Soldier Field, the new one, you have to have real grass.
Yeah.
You cannot have turf and host World Cup games.
No.
Or host Premier League clubs playing for real competitions.
Mm-hmm.
It might work for exhibitions when teams are traveling over for their friendlies in the summer,
yeah,
but that doesn't work for real competitions. So no. Like, that's the other thing that I'm surprised about, is that if you don't have real grass, how are you going to be viable for those competitions?
No, you won't be. I mean,
it's
a lot
of smoke.
You'll get your courtesy Super Bowl, which every team that gets a new stadium, they get a courtesy Super Bowl. And then they're just going to go back to Vegas and New Orleans, and they'll go back and SoFi, and they'll go back to the rotation. Like, you're not going to be in the mix. Like, okay, maybe you get a Big Ten. Maybe they move the Big Ten championship game, but they're even talking about that moving to Vegas and stuff like that. So I don't know. It just seems like they've got a lot of big ambitions for this, when in reality, they're just going to be inconveniencing a lot of people during construction and after construction. And then you're going to get more concerts.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to think of anything else that we consume from the press conference that maybe is newsworthy. 2028 is the date that's put out there. They want to get this approved as soon as possible so shovels can go in the ground within the next year.
Yeah.
The infrastructure conversation around Soldier Field, they want to eliminate the light at Lakeshore Drive that's just to the north of the stadium. They want to take the 18th Street ramp and they want to move it to 19th Street, so move it back. There's a lot that goes into all of this. I know one of the renderings also shows maybe an outdoor winter wonderland.
Ooh.
On the east of the stadium along the colonnades. Adam, is that somewhere you would like to go ice skating on a beautiful February evening?
We all know how much Kris Kringle made for the Cubs, right? Like, this is essentially that on steroids, right? Like, I mean, it looks fine, I guess. I don't know. Just the whole thing about classes being held outside and students wanting to go study there. Like, I know he's lived here through a winter, and I know he lived in Minnesota for a long time. Like, it's cold here in the winter. No one wants to be outside. Like, they're not taking classes outside, and students aren't going to be like, ooh, let's go study outside today. It's a balmy 31.
No, you know what that is. That's forward thinking with global warming and climate change. This city in 10 short years, by the time this stadium and this park is ready to go,
tropical climate.
The winters here in Chicago will be in the mid-50s, and students will be walking from the Loop in their classrooms.
Well, then you don't need a dome.
All the way out to the park to be able to picnic and to study. Because that's the one thing that I missed about school, was studying in the park. I do want to say this. Something that I noted in the renderings is if you look at the stadium from the north end. So there's a shot of the north end zone. So the south end zone shows a wall of glass that can look out towards this city.
Mm-hmm.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
I get it.
Nice little totally window. Nice little picture.
If you flip it and you go to the north end zone, there is no glass wall. There's a huge jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that I noticed that as a Bears fan, I have complained about for years. The Chicago Bears have the best traditions, the best history, mm-hmm. the charter franchise in the National Football League. They have so many great players in their franchise's history that the league will not allow them to retire any more numbers.
Mm.
That's how great this franchise is. And in the renderings of the north end zone, it does show at the top of the roof jerseys hanging.
I like that.
So, like, this is something I've always complained about the current Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Is that they don't showcase the history of the franchise in the Seating Bowl enough.
Yeah.
If you can have jerseys of the retired numbers or a ring or something showcasing the accomplishments of the franchise, a banner for the 85 Super Bowl, mm-hmm. banners for the numbers that are retired, that to me is something as a fan I've always complained about. The new Soldier Field totally missed the mark. I know that after a while they started to add, like, along the around the field, the like surrounding base of the stadium, they would put the numbers on that, but like it was removable. It wasn't something that was always there.
Yeah.
You go to the United Center, you look up, you see Michael Jordan's jersey. Mm-hmm. You see great Blackhawk legends of the past. You see the championship banners. That's something you need to see in the Seating Bowl. I think it makes a stadium better. I'm glad that this rendering has spots for jerseys.
Yeah.
And if you really look close, you can see some of the numbers. And
okay, yeah,
you see the 34, yeah. you see the 40, yeah. you see 51.
Uh-huh.
I see like that.
54 up there. Yeah.
I like that. I think that's cool. I like that it's a dome. I like the north end zone having the glass wall. You can see out into the city. There's a lot about this that I really like.
The stadium itself, it looks cool. Good.
It looks
great. Like this huge window thing that they've got going on looks cool. The big jumbotron on the other side.
Yeah.
It all looks good. The problem is like the logistics of all of this and what you're going to do while you're building it, where people are going to park and tailgate, which people are mad at, but also like the 4 years here that it's going to take, or I guess 3 years once they start building it, is going to be a nightmare. And I guess for however long it takes to tear down existing Soldier Field, so another 3 years after that, maybe. So for 6 years, 7 years, you're talking about a major inconvenience where you've got a huge highway exit right there from 55 to Lakeshore Drive right there. You've got people that commute in and out of the city. It's just going to be, and moving all these streets around, and like you mentioned, moving an exit around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just going to be a nightmare that they have yet to get approved. Like, this was all great. Like, this press conference was all awesome and everything, but like, no one signed off on this yet.
Yeah.
This isn't like, hey, we're starting construction next summer. This is like this is what we want to do. Now it has to go to the city and the Friends of the Park and the state and funding and all this kind of stuff. This is far from over.
About the same amount of seats, Kevin Warren said today, about 65,000 plus, but there will be room for standing room and different levels within the stadium for more people to be there.
All right.
And then obviously the funny rendering of the suggesting of a Final Four. If you look at that rendering, it looks like
there's 5 million people in there.
A million people in the stadium with the rendering they proposed.
That's
for
crazy.
The Final Four. The amount of pixels that are above my head here suggesting that those are all bodies,
that's
is
nuts.
Just historical. There are more people in this moment in time in this picture than were at the championship rally for the Chicago Cubs,
oh, man.
The Chicago White Sox, the Blackhawks of the 2010s.
Combined.
All combined, they're all in this stadium consuming a Final Four. It is incredible how many pixels are in this picture.
That's awesome.
The amount of pixels, there's never been in the history of
there's
the world
12 million people
more
in
people in a stadium than the amount of people that will be in this stadium to watch a Final Four.
12 million.
Looking forward to it. But yeah, I think Outside of that, it looks great.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's going to be a nightmare.
I find it hard to believe that this is actually going to take place.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I'm sitting in the stadium. But yeah, a lot of infrastructure concerns as a taxpayer in the city and also in Cook County.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay more taxes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not looking forward to property taxes or anything else ever going up. So I'm not about that. So let's see how this kind of plays out. Because we're not sure how that's really going to work and whether or not the Bears suggesting that them putting up 72% of the money and the funds to get this done, whether or not the people of the city of Chicago are going to be on the hook for the rest, I think is a question as well. But it should move fast because they want to get this going and start building. So then 2028,
in the ground next summer,
they can have a new building. So if you enjoy this podcast, leave a comment below. Also tell a friend, like, and subscribe. You can also download this podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. It's After Hours with Black and Abdallah. Thank you for watching.